A new name was finally given to an Okotoks Park Tuesday afternoon, on National Indigenous Peoples Day. In recognition of this day and as a step towards reconciliation, we are here taking action by renaming this park space to PSDU Park, said Mayor Tanya Thorne. A new name for the green space at 53 North Railway Street has been in the works for nearly a year, since it came to light that the former namesake Edgar Dewdney had deep connections to the creation of Canada's residential school system. Last spring, the town made a decision to remove the name Dewdney from Dewdney Park and replace it with a new title following consultation with the Indigenous community. On June 21, the new name was officially adopted and commemorated with stories from Siksika and Piikani Nation elders, drummers from Siksika Nation, a friendship dance and the construction of a teepee by Desmond Jackson from the Piikani First Nation. Jackson said that the teepee was gifted to him by a Blackfoot elder and tells the story of the Aniskum, the buffalo calling stones. A Blackfoot story tells of the people being starving, no buffalo in sight, when a stone spoke to a woman and told her how to use the Aniskum in a ceremony that would call plenty of buffalo. In March, it was announced that a Siksika Nation elder, Scotty Many Guns Onistomica, Running Calf, had suggested the name Piestu, after the Blackfoot name for Nighthawk. The bird is part of the story of Napi and the Big Rock, Okotok, the central story of creation for the Blackfoot. This week, Kainai Nation Consultation Coordinator Mike Oka and Piikani Nation Consultation Coordinator Ira Provost were also recognized for their role in the naming of the new park. The history is very well recorded, said Oka. None of our history is made up, none of our history is copied out of books. We know where we came from and we know where we've been and we know where we are today and, our language continues. Elders Shirley Crowshoe and Clifford Cranebear and Elder Scotty Many Guns were all present at the ceremony held outside the Okotoks Art Gallery. Crowshoe and Cranebear took time to tell stories of their people during, including the story of Napi. Today is a day for all Canadians to acknowledge the unique heritage, diverse cultures, outstanding contributions, talents and traditions of First Nations, Inuit and Métis people, said Thorne. I ask all Okotokians to recognize, celebrate and honor the achievements, struggles, contributions and resiliency of Canada's Indigenous peoples, not only on this National Indigenous Peoples Day, but every day. Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne speaks during a naming ceremony for Piestu Park at the Okotoks Art Gallery on June 21. Robert Kurotishin / Okotokstoday.ca Shirley Crowshoe speaks from the podium at a ceremony to rename the former Dewdney Park to Piestu Park at the Okotoks Art Gallery on June 21. Robert Kurotishin / Okotokstoday.ca Mike Oka speaks at a ceremony renaming what was known as Dewdney Park, outside of the Okotoks Art Gallery, to Piestu Park on June 21. Robert Kurotishin / Okotokstoday.ca people take part in a round dance symbolizing friendship after a ceremony was held to rename the former Dewdney Park to Piestu Park outside of the Okotoks Art Gallery on June 21. Robert Kurotishin / Okotokstoday.ca